My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. Welcome back to the 1757 golf course out here in Ashburn near the Commander's facility. Grant and Danny with you on 106.7 The Fan. And we are honored right now to be joined on site by a Super Bowl MVP, Super Bowl 26, a multi-time Pro Bowler and one of the great Redskins passers in history. The legendary Mark Rypien is with us on G&D, and we are honored to have him on set with us here from this golf event. So, Mark, thank you for the time. We appreciate you.
Thanks, guys. Great to be on the show and awesome to be out here with these veterans. What a moving experience. I think the cool part about this is that all these guys that are have served our country and the ultimate sacrifice, you know, that they give each and every day. And to play with Matt Williams today, who was our Medal of Honor recipient, and Nick Levenry, and what they mean to all of us. And I think it really sets a stage here where we as athletes and we play in our sport and we get to become part of a team. And you see these guys and how they, whether they're the armed forces for the Army, Navy, Marine Corps, Coast Guard, Air Force, each one of these armed forces are like a team too. And they have great stories, fun guys, good golfers, a lot of them. And it's just a tremendous to be a part of this and help out what they're trying to do, and that's help their families and of servicemen and women that are doing what they do for our country.
Heroes and Legends event out here benefiting the Wounded Warriors, just an amazing cause. You mentioned stories. I always, having grown up, listened to my mom and dad tell me so many stories about this proud franchise. I love when you and some of your teammates and some of the greats in organizational history get together, because I'd imagine you guys can spin a pretty good yarn, too.
Our fishing stories get bigger and bigger.
That's right. That's right.
It's great, because I live on the West Coast. I'm in Spokane, Washington, so I only get out here probably four or five times a year. You know, my daughter and her husband was Lieutenant Colonel of the Marine Corps, and my granddaughter live up in Baltimore. My other daughter lives in Orlando, so I get on the East Coast quite a bit. But I enjoy coming out here and seeing guys like, you know, a guy came in to the league with Raven Caldwell, seeing him play golf and support this great movement that we're trying to do here, and to get out here and watch them and then see our Commanders play. I mean, we're all eager and excited to see them get back on track. And you know, it's a process. I think as we all know, Jaden Daniels is pretty special. If we can keep him healthy and I think that's going to be the main thing. Let's face it, you can't give up four touchdowns to Baker Mayfield and expect to get into the playoffs. So we've got to tie some loose ends together there and get back here and on our own home turf and play well in front of our fans and get our fans and this community, who I think is excited coming in here, a little bit more excited about our football team.
Mark Rypien with us here on Grant and Danny. So I want to touch on that, Mark. Going back to that post-87 magical run, that incredible season, Super Bowl, there's a bill that has to happen. And you, I think you came on board in 88, if memory serves,
yeah,
right?
86.
86. Oh, there you go. Yep. Yeah. So, but you saw kind of that transition to go from not where you guys wanted to be to exactly where you wanted to be, the best team in the NFL.
Yeah, he came in together.
That's right.
I just told him that. I just got done mentioning that, Raven. Yeah.
But they're kind of in the beginning stages of that now, coming off a season that nobody was happy about. You got a new coaching staff, new everything. Go into that where it's you know the light at the end of the tunnel exists. You know where that is, but getting there is really, really hard.
Oh, absolutely.
Speak to that.
The bar was high. Yeah. It was already high. You know, you had JT, that Theismann and Riggo that had won a Super Bowl. That 82 team was probably the best team in the NFL that didn't win a Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
And then to see the maturation of those guys in 86 go through a strike year, and a lot of us not even knowing if we were going to come back. But Joe Gibbs, word of a man of his word, said, you know, you guys go out together, you come back together, you know. And so we went out that strike year, came back together. Our replacement team was really, really good, you know, and got us in a good position. And then, of course, Doug got hot in the playoffs and just rolled through the playoffs. And we got Darryl Green's touchdown against the Bears and stopping Darren Nelson at the one-yard line against the Vikings. And those things I remember like yesterday. And I was in a sweater writing plays down, you know, and scripting plays and all that. And then to roll Denver in the Super Bowl after being down 10-0 first quarter and getting that 42 or 35 points, the golden quarter of the NFL. And so Doug was kind of my mentor, you know, for the next couple of years, and we played off and on together, but he's very helpful. And one of the reasons, you know, I had a lot of success was because of Jerry Rome, Doug Williams, Joe Gibbs, a very offensive-minded head coach, you know, and we had the Hogs, and we were able to do the things that you want to do in football anyway. That's run the football and make plays off play action. And that year in 91-92, we certainly did that. I think we obviously led the league, and I don't think anyone's come close in the last 20 years to making the big plays that we made that year. And we had special players. You know, we had Gary, Ricky, and Art, the posse that were, you know, instrumental, and along with Ernest Biner, the Hogs, and it was just a great group of guys.
Super Bowl 26 MVP Mark Rippon on Grant and Danny. I've always wanted to ask you about that season. It was 9 sacks given up, right, all year? I mean, that's unheard of in any standard, but today, I mean, that's just a number that seems comical. How much of sacks do you say are – that was a great line. Everyone knows that.
Yep.
But quarterback-driven, too, getting the ball out, dropping to the proper depth. I mean, it seems to me like when there's a sack, it's immediately – well, the pass protection was bad. And there's a lot more to it than that, obviously.
A lot more. There's receivers running hot routes and running backs running hot routes, getting the ball out when you have to, knowing you don't have enough guys to block the guys that they're coming with. And then there's other times where they're going to rush more, but you got maximum protection, and you got one-on-one with your receivers with no one in the middle of the field. So all you have to do is get your drop, make sure you get your set yourself and make the throw. So there's a lot of components to that. You know, most importantly, our guys up front. You're only as good as the guys up front. Our Hogs are great. Donnie Warren was a special part of that. He's not a big pass catching tight end, but he was a guy in the running game and the passing game, was able to block Lawrence Taylor and Reggie White and Jerome Brown. I mean, there's great football players back then too, and we had to have special protections against those guys, game plan those guys, understand when they're coming, what they're doing. So there's a lot of guys on the same page. We had smart players, we had great athletes, and the receivers were as big a part as was Ernest Biner as far as blitz breakoffs and all the things you have to have in order to not take a sack. Then I didn't care. It was like if my numbers were 57%, I could have held on to the ball and maybe thrown 70%, you know, completions. That wasn't what we wanted. We didn't want to get ourselves in a bad situation at any point in time. We want to put ourselves in a good third down situation, get rid of the ball if you have to, make a play when you needed to, and we were all pretty good at that. And so and plus the fact our defense was so good. They got us in great field position a lot of the time. And our team as a whole, with Wayne Sevier and special teams, you know, Richie Pettibone run the defensive side, and of course Joe Gibbs and what we did in the offensive was just a special year that year, 91-92. So
my dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So you mentioned this. I'd forgotten you were drafted in 86, but then you played in 88. And it's just a different time now, right, where the instant a rookie sets foot on campus, he's the starter, has to be, and the clock is already ticking because of the CBA and the way contracts are. But that adjustment, guys don't have that luxury to wait anymore. Jaden Daniels, what's he going through right now? And just kind of related to your own experience and what you see from him.
Well, you want Jaden Daniels to be good last year when he wasn't even
right
here.
Right.
It's like, what can you do for me right now? That's the narrative for the league right now. I was fortunate. I've had some questionable injuries my first 2 years.
Are they still nagging you? They still bothering
you? Oh my goodness! Yeah. Or you roll out. And, in fact, one was above a tire. Mark, you're supposed to be down. Oh, and I jump back up, ready to get in the huddle. He goes, Mark, you're supposed to be, a little hurt. Aren't you sore? Yeah. So
is that like IR stuff?
Yes. Yeah. So you had there's some things that we were able to manipulate a little bit to keep guys on IR, and because they didn't have practice squad then. So I'm very blessed because of that, and was willing to do whatever role that I had to keep on the football team. And then when my time came, was able to watch. And that's a hard thing now for Jaden Daniels. He doesn't get an opportunity to sit there and watch, what's happening, how the plays are, how fast the game is, what it's going to be like if he was in that situation. I had 2 years to do that. So when my time came, I was more prepared than Jaden Daniels was. But this kid's as gifted as they come. I mean, he's got more talent on one pinky than I did in my whole body. I think if we have to be good on defense, you got to get him the football. We can't be giving up 30 points, to a Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Nothing against the Buccaneers, but we got to be better on defense. We got to get him the football, get him more touches, get our players more touches, get our skill players more touches, and be good on special teams. And special teams has changed now. You see where kickoffs are going now. I mean, everyone is into these optics now where they saw what was happening during the preseason. They kicked it in the red zone. They got it past the 32 to the 35. They say, why not kick it out the back of the end zone? You're going to get it at the 30. So that's what kickers are doing now. It's almost a waste of special team talent. If you got great special team coverage guys, they're being wasted by this new rule. And I still don't understand it. Nor will I ever understand. What are they going to do if it's an onside kick? I mean,
you have to tell beforehand.
You have to tell. You've got to tip your hand. Yeah. So to me, it's kind of a crazy thing. I don't know. I think the NFL will look at it and see how this year goes. But I do. We want to protect. The players. We want to protect players from those massive, 30-yard running down fields and colliding helmet to helmet. So obviously, we want to do that. But got to be a different way of doing it.
What's your take as someone who? All your great memories are at RFK Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking a lot about trying to get the team back to D.C. and the RFK site as opposed to maybe something immaculate out by where their current stadium is. I mean, do you have a horse in the race or care much where the next stadium is?
Oh, I care a lot. I mean, I'm just so far removed from it that I hope they get it in RFK. I hope they go back to that site, wipe the whole place up, and build a brand-new stadium there, and let's get back to being – what we were at one point in time, one of the most dominant franchises in the history of the NFL. And I think so, if we can do that, and I think that'll also bring back some memories and some, a father and their son. The son was being maybe 10 years old when we played then. Now he's 40 years old, and his son's coming in, the grandson of the dad who brought his son to the game. Get them back to that area, that place, and that special place where you know, we can reminisce and build something again, because we're starting over from scratch with this newer management team. All been a proven winner in their other franchises, whether it be 76ers and the Devils and soccer. Right? So they know what the formula is. Just get us a stadium now and get it back there at RFK, where RFK site is, and get this fan base excited. I mean, it almost hurt to, like, 10 years ago to come back to a Cowboys Redskins game and see more Cowboys fans in the stadium than that's embarrassing. That's not what we're about. And I guess we have to put a product out there. We have to put a product that wins week in and week out and is consistent. And I think we got the people to do it. Now let's just get out and do it.
We're still trying to get used to the name. Is it growing on you at all?
No, it never will. I never played for the Commanders. I absolutely support the Commanders and what they're doing now, but I never played for them. And, you know, it's just this day and age now that we have to deal with. And I just don't hope they don't lose the fact that we were Redskins, and that's all I played for. That's all I knew, and that's all, you know, we remember. So it's this new thing, and we're going to support these guys because that's the era we're in.
I was inside a few minutes ago, Danny, and someone said that the Commanders legends are out there.
Well, are they?
And I was like, which ones?
Yeah. You know?
I'm not a Commander legend. I'm not. I'm a Redskin legend. I'm a Redskin lover.
I'll say you're a legend.
We got you.
Yeah. Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah. I love my guys. I love this guy, Ricky Irvin. I mean, he's one of the best people, and all those guys. They come back and they play in our Mickey Steele event we have out in Queenstown, and we get about 50 of these guys, and they mean so much to us. And Ricky was a big part of that Super Bowl team, and we love him. And all the guys, you know, they just mean a lot.
So. Have you had much interaction with Josh Harrison Company, and what's it been like?
Yeah, during, you know, in kind of when they got the team, and there was some stuff that they were doing in Vegas. I went out there and got to meet Josh and his brother, and you know, they've invited me up to New Jersey if I ever get there for a Devils game, or if ever in Philly, you know. And but I want to support these guys and this team.
Yeah.
and get these this Commanders football team back to playing the type of football the Redskins played back in our era. So,
well, we appreciate the time.
Yeah.
And
Danny, thank you.
Awesome
guys.
Catching up with you, and just great to get to chat with the legends that made this team still what it is now so many years
ago.
Well,
it's fantastic to see these guys, but it's better to be here with what we're doing here today, and that's really, really honoring these veterans, honoring our servicemen and women, and making sure our families, the families of these servicemen and women, are remembered and also taken care of. And
that's
what this money's for, is to help them.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what did you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.